You can't control what's outside your home, but you can control what comes in. Because Clorox disinfecting wipes kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria, including COVID-19 virus, when used as directed on hard, non-porous surfaces. So whether it's from dirty doorknobs, dirty shoes, or something else, outside germs won't stand a chance. When it counts, trust Clorox. Kill Pseudomonas, Salmonella, and Influenza virus type A2. Kill SARS-CoV-2 on hard, non-porous surfaces. Use as directed.
Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, Maria Ritan, who was news director at WCCO-TV. I've worked at WCCO-TV twice. She was there in between, so I didn't actually work with her at that time. I came after or before, depending on how you look at it. But she has started a business called Jump Team because, like a lot of businesses, the media has been ravaged with layoffs, and you've seen it nationally at ESPN, et cetera, but it trickles down, and that means that people that are in our industry are looking for work, and I understand that we're not the only ones with that, but certainly it's raw and it's real right now. Maria, thank you for joining us.
Mike, thanks for having me on. And you're right, we never did work together. I always regretted that, but always admired your work from afar.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Now, you know, I always hate, you know, and you understand when you're in the media, you don't get a lot of sympathy from people in general. But the reality is it's a career and it's a job and you're paying bills with it too. And Jump Team is an offshoot of that because so many people, and it's a different profile, those that go into the media. Many, I don't want to say they don't have a strong plan B, but there's not a lot of plan Bs and Cs that I see in our industry as a whole. Would you concur with that in general? Most of us that get into it feel fortunate to get into it, and we kind of start swimming and don't spend a lot of time thinking about what else we do.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Mike. I mean, I think we're drawn to the work because we want to do good. We want to tell good stories. We want to right the wrongs. You know, there's many reasons we're attracted to journalism, and it's a calling, really. We see it as a calling, many of us do. And so to think of not being in the news, one, you don't want to think about that, right? Until you're forced to face that potential reality. And so we're not thinking of a plan B or a plan C. We're just thinking about how do I do the best job I can do today, doing something that I love that I know matters. But unfortunately, for nearly 30,000 media people this year, they've had to consider a plan B or a plan C because they're out of a job. I mean, you talked about how, you know, we've been hard hit across the United States by COVID, the economy. It's caused some 10.7 million people to become unemployed. I mean, it's record numbers of an unemployment. And then you look at the industry that we're talking about today, the news industry, there's never been a more critical time to have people in the news industry. And yet, ironically, we're seeing the highest numbers of layoffs, downsizing, consolidation, spinoffs that's resulting in, like I said, nearly 30,000 people being out of a job, and it's and they don't know what to do, Mike. They don't know what, how to take those skills and parlay them into another really fulfilling career.
So let's start with that. Let's start with what is their skill set that they maybe don't realize that the assets that they could bring to a. I always think first and foremost about if you can work on deadlines. There's a lot of people that can't, you know, and if you, that's an asset that you probably don't realize that you have, but what are the assets and the things that they can bring into the corporate world that maybe they're not even aware of?
Oh my goodness, Mike, there's so many. You know, when I left TV news, it's been now, gosh, 15, 17 years ago now, I didn't know what skills would transfer. I had really no idea. And so that's one of the reasons why I created Jump Team is because I wanted journalists to understand the value that they bring. The skill, the meeting deadline that you talked about, oh my goodness, not only do we meet deadlines, we meet them fast. In fact, journalists have to meet multiple deadlines every single day. Their work product has to be aces each and every time, no margin for error. And we know, based on immediate ratings, how well we performed. We get immediate feedback from our consumers of that product. It just happens to be that that product is a news story. So the reason I would always recruit journalists when I was at the agency that I went to and was and hired a lot of people in my role, I hired them because, one, they could meet deadlines. They could work fast, but not just fast. They worked great. They were very thorough, detailed. They're naturally inquisitive and curious, which, you can't teach that. They know how to take complex problems and get them down to very simple, easy to understand components. And now today, companies are really wanting to tell their stories to their key stakeholders in ways that are compelling and visual and engaging. Well, that's what journalists are trained to do. So now more than ever, their skill sets, those soft skills and hard skills, are more needed in companies and agencies to connect with people in meaningful ways. I don't think that journalists think of their skills that way. So I work with them to try to translate those skills into skills that I know are so high value, so highly needed in corporate America today.
I've had a chance to do a lot of private business stuff over the years, too, where I've owned my own TV shows and whatnot. And one of my takeaways is that one of the reasons that it's hard for reporters and people that leave the business is they're not natural salesmen, and they're used to, when they call somebody wants to call them back because they're doing a story and it represents publicity or something like that, and they have a tough time. Let's say they get into either cold calling for job interviews or cold calling to try to attract business because they're used to people calling you back, and if you've got a business and you call people and you want them to spend money with you, they might not call you back. And that's a tough adjustment for a lot of journalists, I think, into the real world. Do you find that at all? That A, selling themselves, and B, being true, if they got to get in the core of the business, they're not used to that part of it?
Oh, absolutely. I coach a lot to not only how do you translate your skills, but how do you get your mind around not being in a news environment anymore? When you're in news, you all are on the same page. You all are running at the rate of lightning speed. There's a shorthand that you use. You just get used to interacting that way. And to your point, you are used to people calling you back or getting back to you. So I talk a lot about shifting your mentality. Number one, you have to be aware that you have been an expert in your business for a very long time as a news person. Whatever job you take again, you are not going to be an expert at, and you have to be okay with that. Because journalists are naturally curious and learning all the time, I say take that same mentality, but apply it to the new role. And really dig in to learn that role from the ground up. You will not be an expert, but because you're smart and quick, you'll get to be an expert faster than, say, the common individual who's making a career transition.
But and that's scary, right? Because you don't know yet that you can do that and you're starting over. So that's the scary phase of this, right?
That's absolutely right. You don't know, and you're afraid to step away from what you know into a little bit of the unknown. So what I try to do is ease that concern to say, what you do bring to the table is so highly valuable that it's okay if you don't know the other components of the job, because you will learn it, because that's what you do. You are a person who is continually learning to be a good, you're a good journalist. That's what you do. You're continually learning. You take that same skill to the job. So for someone who may not be comfortable in a new environment, learning a new skill, I just say, be graceful with yourself. Give yourself the time to learn that job, and you will become more comfortable with it. At the same time, start employing the things that you're really comfortable with, that you know you can get success with early and often. Start to do those things. That'll give you the confidence that you made a good career move and that you can make this new career successful, because you'll start to add value right away with those great skill sets I talked about while you're learning on the job the other things that make you a little bit uncomfortable right now.
The other, there's a lot of satisfaction. I always love a day at work, because when you get done, whether you do it well or you don't, boom, you're forward thinking to the next day, because you got better be ready for the next day or you're going to get wiped out. And I love that part of it. Deadlines, and I think journalists in general do, as hard as it is at that time. Is it hard to find that juice? You may get thrust into a position that you're qualified for, and instead of turning a story that day, they say you got 2 weeks to do it. Is it hard for some of them to say, wait, where do I get my adrenaline from? And B, I don't want to take 2 weeks on this. I don't want that. That's not the way I'm built. Is that a hard transformation for some?
Oh my goodness, Mike, I'm going to tell a little story on myself. Okay. So, I came out of WCCO. I'd been in news for 15 years and, I run on adrenaline, right? So I get to my agency position. First day, I'm given an assignment, and I get it done within, I don't know, an hour, maybe 2 hours. I hand it in. The person looks at me and says, well, you had 2 weeks to do that.
And I've heard these stories before, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and I thought, well, why in the world would someone take 2 weeks to do something that you can take 2 hours to do? I'm going to tell you right now that just because the world runs on a two-week clock, you don't have to as a journalist. I think that that is part of the value proposition that journalists bring to the table. They can move a lot of work very quickly, very efficiently, and very well. The work will be high quality. And that means that you become a highly valued player within that organization, especially now when there aren't as many people working, right? They've had to skinny down staffs, and employee teams have had to skinny down. You become a high-performing member of that team because you can move that fast and you can move that much work. And so I say that's where you get the juice. It's not that you're working on their deadlines. You have to reinvent the deadlines for yourself. And because you can work on deadline like that, you become even more valuable. So it's not trying to fit yourself into their environment. It's about setting a new tempo for the environment is what I believe.
Maria, appreciate it much. And if there are some of our colleagues out there and they hear about the Jump Team, where do they find information?
Yes, go to jumpteam.com, jumpteam.com, or just reach out via email at maria@jumpteamcoaching.com. I'd love to spend an hour getting to know them, getting to understand what they might want to do next, and would love to help them, Mike. Thanks so much for having me on today.
You bet. Have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too. Take care.